That would be the worst case scenario, that in fact the jobs don't get decentralised at all. You know, at the end of the day, if we spend our time arguing about whether it's Strabane or Ballykelly, then there's a high risk we fall between two stools and the jobs don't go anywhere. And of course, you know, the permanent government, as I talk about this, the senior civil service, I have a feeling would be quite happy if the jobs stayed in Belfast, and that's not what we want.
Is it now back to the drawing board as far as decentralisation is concerned, or what really happens next?
No, well, I will certainly continue to support the current Minister for Agriculture, and certainly will not create any unnecessary problems for her, and will give her every support I can, and I will constantly remind her that she has given me assurances time and time again that these jobs are absolutely on the cards, that they will happen.
Are you confident that that will be seen through, despite the current difficulties?
Well, to be honest, you know, can anybody in public life be confident of anything? But we have to believe in ourselves. And I believe that that site at Ballykelly is a beacon of hope for the whole North West, capable of creating not just a few hundred jobs in the Department of Agriculture, but potentially capable of creating thousands of jobs across a whole spectrum of industry, including tourism.